Here at home, I revel in the flavour of coffee. The stronger the caffeine content, the better. I have coffee every morning as the big hand on the clock moves around to 12 and the small hand moves to 11. A cup of strong coffee in the morning is a gateway to a more exotic, more pleasurable life where folk bask under a hot sun, where the heat bounces off whitewashed walls and shimmers over lush growth, caressing the skin of men and women who converse each morning with confident smiles and mysterious eyes. I lose myself in this kind of reverie. It happens easily when I step back from my desk. I am like Rosalind in Shakespeare's As You Like It, when she bemoans her fate with the great line, "Oh, how full of briars is this workaday world." But then the pressure of work and the daily 9-to-5 routine recedes. Is it wrong to want to escape the daily grind? Is coffee on a par with what I look for in a film, a book or a dream? A wish to end the heartache and the 1,000 natural shocks that flesh is heir to, as poor Hamlet says. Maybe that's all he needed, I think, a cup of good strong coffee. So I wrap my hands around my cup and look into the dark liquid to be temporarily transported to equatorial hotspots, where the sky, vaulted and high, reverberates with a sense of liberty and endless possibility.